And suddenly, at the middle of it today, he stopped. He stopped this story and everything going around, and he talked about something else. He said, here I want to talk about the main barrier in the path, in this way we are walking. Jealousy. Because I will tell you a lot of things about the another state of being, and you may not be jealous of the people who are there, because these people who succeeded in the path, these are the shadow of God, these are the only hope you have. But you could have a different attitude towards them. They are in a position that you envy. But remember, do you know why they are in that position? Have you ever thought why they are in that position? Why Shamsi Tabrizi feels good and is in a very fantastic state of being? Have you ever thought about it? Why? Could you find a reason? You could see a lot of stuff. When they talk about Shams, what do you think? I know what you think. Many of you think, then where is he? Why is he not available for me? Right? Isn't that what you think? When I talk about Rumi, what do you think? You think about the fellow who succeeded, who was a very successful normal bad guy, a bitter fellow, an arrogant fellow, even nasty sometimes. Not very bad, but he was nasty and jealous. Jealousy, we know. But he was lucky. He found Shams. Shams transformed him. He became a fantastic master. What for? You don't ask what for. You go on, and suddenly there is some guy a couple of hundred years ago who succeeded, and you haven't. So you could be jealous of him. And even one day, prefer to find some negative thing about him. There is something about Rumi that you don't think of. You know why Shams transformed Rumi? For us. Now. Yeah. It's for us. But you don't see that part, do you? Let's not talk about these people because it's a personal subject here. Let's talk about Mozart. Why Mozart is a genius fellow? For Mozart? Just to live that awful life he had? Because he had a bad life. Don't envy him. Because he died very early, he was sick, and he didn't have the comfort. And he was silly. He was a silly man. The artist, all of them. They're eccentric. He had something in him that he himself confessed that credit doesn't go to him. So I don't know, it comes to me. Somehow, it will happen in me. And guess what? It was happening for us. For a couple of centuries we are enjoying it, aren't we? The statue of David is there. It happened that Michelangelo Buonarroti had the honor to make it. But it's not mainly for him. It's for all of us. Because that's how we learn about the spirituality. We have teachers, we have the masters. You don't see it that way. You are a part of it. It's done for your good. You are having the cookie. Michelangelo didn't have a good life, but made my life much, much better. He gave me something in a period of time that nothing else could replace it, for me to try hard to go in that chapel and lay down and watch that painting. That painting is for all of us. The beauty is for everyone. But the animal one doesn't let you see it that way, because the animal one is thinking about, is it mine or not? Do I have a control or not? Can I do something about it or not? This is something I believe you should think about. This is the subject he brought in at the end and said, listen, first of all, you're silly. You're hunting the shadow. You could be saved by the people that you don't recognize. They are sitting beside you, you don't see them. And even if you recognize them, you start to be jealous. This is the problem. The attitude of the intelligence is the problem. Means you are the problem maker for yourself. Because one part of you is the animal one. So you have the jealousy. You have to get rid of it. How?
I hope you remember that tonight I tried to somehow show you the benefit of the goodie in the hand of Mozart. So don't be jealous. You are a part of it.
Because we are not independent. There is interdependency, especially in human beings. Because what we share takes the form of words, language. That's how we experience the experience of the people who are gone for so many thousand years ago. That's how we are interconnected beyond even the time, in the realm of imagination. I'll leave you with that up to February. Thank you.
Now, are you going to read tonight's in Persian?
Do you want to really take a listen to this?
Yes. Version?
Please. It goes like this.